to really say much.
I think at the end of the day, some Zambians, you know, do want the former president to be buried right here in his home country. And we don't want to set a precedent of saying, okay, you know, everyone should bury where they want to bury.
Mm.
We do have the Embassy Park. We have our founding father who was laid to rest there. And we've seen other presidents who've been put to
all
rest
six,
there.
All five of them.
Yes. So.
And they're ready prepared for the sixth.
His resting place.
So it's going to be quite awkward also because, I mean, that's it's there.
It's very weird.
So it's not like what's going to happen next? What are they going to use it for? There's all those questions that come up. But anyway, we'll leave it here for now. You can keep interacting with us via the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line 0978-895-895 as you share your thoughts on this particular matter of national interest. We also saw the International Relations and Cooperation Minister from South Africa, Ronald Lamola, who went to visit the family of the late President Edgar Lungu in South Africa, but also came here in Zambia, was at State House, and met with President Hakainde Hichilema to look at this. And he did mention that it would be good also for the barrier to happen here in Zambia and see how best they can make this work, how they can also get involved to ensure that this also works out. On the other hand, the family said, well, these people have respected our decision. They've allowed us to go ahead. So we're good. We'll be going on. And people have traveled. People are already there.
Yes, but I think we still need to keep that hope that the former late president will be buried in Zambia.
Mm. We'll get to the news at 8, which is up next. And, we continue with the third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. More coming up right after the main news at 8.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number with 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. ZCLU warns against proceeding with presentation of Bill 7 to Parliament amid public concerns. Expert criticizes delayed compensation for Chambishi acid spillage victims. And in global news, a suicide bombing at Damascus Church kills 22. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has urged government to halt the presentation of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 to Parliament, which is scheduled for its first reading tomorrow. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has warned that proceeding with the bill in its current form, despite widespread public undermining democratic values and eroding public trust in the legislative process. Mr. Mwanza has noted that many stakeholders have raised substantive issues with the content of the bill, and there has not been adequate consultation to reflect those concerns in the draft. He has cautioned that pushing the bill forward under these circumstances could create suspicion around government's intentions. Mr. Mwanza has emphasized the importance of Parliament engaging fully with concerns being raised, not just by civil society, but also by members of Parliament themselves.
We believe that it is time for the government to listen and defer this bill to a later session of Parliament. We need to have time where government can listen to all the stakeholders, especially those that are making an informed decision and input into this bill. If the government decides to overlook the stakeholders' concerns, it will be another concern that government is trying to push and may have some hidden interest when it could not be the case. So we believe that government must take a proactive stance by deferring this bill to another session of parliament and utilize this period between now and, for instance, September of 2025 to consult stakeholders and amend the bill so that it can reflect what the stakeholders have submitted.
Mining expert Charles Molila has expressed concern over the delayed release of compensation funds for the 507 farmers in Chambishi whose maize and groundnut fields were destroyed by an acid spillage from Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited. Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo and Mines Minister Paul Kabuswe last month held a meeting with various stakeholders, including the affected farmers, where they announced a 16 million kwacha compensation package. The ministers assured that compensation would begin immediately the final report was released, but the process has been delayed due to alleged missing components in the initial report. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Molila has emphasized the pressing need to compensate the affected farmers whose livelihoods were devastated by the acid spill. He stresses that the continued delay in disbursing the promised funds has compounded the hardships faced by these families who depended entirely on their crops for survival. Mr. Molila has also underscored the importance of strengthening compensation and resettlement policies for communities impacted by pollution in Zambia's mining sector.
The most thing that the nation experiences now is the compensation and resettlement policies that are not tailored to the needs of the people. Because if you look at the UN's resettlement or compensation standards, someone has to be compensated 100% for the atrocities that have been caused by any company or any mining company that has polluted. Because it's not a wish of an individual to have his or her field destroyed. But in this country, you find that these issues are prolonged. They are not supposed to be wrong, because that's an emergency. Because an emergency where you now destroy the food security of a small-scale farmer, it is tantamount to actually more penalties that are supposed to be done there and then.
The Tonse Alliance is confident that the people of Lumezi will have no choice but to vote for its candidate in this week's parliamentary by-election, citing the failure of the UPND government to deliver on promises in the region. In an interview with Phoenix News, Alliance National Chairperson on Parliamentary Affairs, Brian Munduvile, says the Alliance is poised to win the by-election not due to sympathy votes, but because of the UPND's inability to address the concerns and needs of Lumezi constituency. Mr. Munduvile has emphasized that the UPND has failed to live up to its promises and the people are frustrated by their lack of action. He has further stated that the Tonse Alliance's campaign was centered on improving the livelihoods of the people in Lumezi, particularly in areas such as infrastructure development and agriculture, which he says have been largely neglected by the current government.
The most critical thing that the nation experiences now is the compensation and resettlement policies that are not tailored to the needs of the people. Because if you look at the UN's resettlement or compensation standards, someone has to be compensated 100% for the atrocities that have been caused by any company or any mining company that has polluted. Because it's not a wish of an individual to have his or her field destroyed. But in this country, you find that these issues are prolonged. They are not supposed to be wrong, because that's an emergency. Because an emergency where you now destroy the food security of a small-scale farmer, it is tantamount to actually more penalties that are supposed to be done there and then.
Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe says government remains highly intolerable to illegal mining in the country and remains committed to curbing the vice. At least 9 lives were last week lost following a tragic mine collapse in the Kakawa Gold Rush area of Mufumbwe District in the northwestern province, following intensified police operations against illegal mining in the region. Mr. Kawuswe tells Phoenix News that illegal mining is a problem which has become entrenched and that government has vowed to deal with it, considering how big a problem it is. While acknowledging the severity of the problem, the minister has noted that illegal mining also reflects the eagerness of people to venture into the sector, although without the necessary formalization.